What are you going to do? That's the question that stems from today's Gospels, from today's Gospel and the other readings as well. We'll build to the answer to it. In preparing, trying to prepare for today's homily, as usual, I studied the scriptures, prayed over them, and read some commentaries. And one of the common themes that came up was the difference or similarities, both, between what happened in one chapter earlier in Luke's Gospel and this reading today about Zacchaeus. One chapter earlier, there was a man who was a rich man, also just like Zacchaeus. But when he asked the Lord what he had to do to inherit eternal life, Jesus told him, you have to obey the commandments, and he called off the commandments. And the man said, well, I've been doing that ever since I was young. And then Jesus told him, and then you must give up all your belongings and follow me. Well, the man was very attached to his belongings, and he couldn't part from them, and he walked away sad. Zacchaeus, when he was called to come down out of the tree by Jesus, and Jesus told him, I'm going to stay at your house, his response was to tell Jesus that he was going to change. He was going to give half his possessions to the poor. And he said, if I have extorted anybody, money from anybody or anything from anybody. Well, if he says, if I have, that means he has. He said, I'll repay it four times over. Zacchaeus was in the presence of Jesus. He knew he was. He realized who Jesus was. Zacchaeus was willing to change his life. And that's the key difference. He was aware. Zacchaeus had an awareness that he was in the presence of the Son of God. And he was willing to grow and change, to help the poor, to make reparation to those he had cheated, and to be generous with everything. And as a result, Jesus is pleased with Zacchaeus' attitude, and he promises salvation to his household. This is the kingdom of God at work. Jesus, in his person, brought the kingdom of God to earth as a human and as a divine person. And the mercy and forgiveness that we hear about in the first reading, so many times we heard how merciful God is to his people, because God is in us, because God created us, because we have, as it said in that first reading, an imperishable spirit within us from God, over and over again in that reading. He tells us he's willing to forgive us. Zacchaeus was seeking forgiveness. That first reading with all of those lines about forgiveness really, really lays the groundwork for the gospel. In the new mysteries, so to speak, new mysteries that St. John Paul II brought us for the Rosary, the luminous mysteries, we see at work in all of the five of those mysteries what's happening today with the kingdom of God being here on earth. In the first mystery, Jesus was baptized, and when he was baptized, God spoke from the heavens. And then Jesus prepared, 40 days praying, prepared for his public ministry. In the second mystery, Jesus began his public ministry with his miracle of changing water to wine at the wedding feast at Cana. He prepared for it, then he began it. And the third one doesn't necessarily, you can't see or hear the miracle in it. It's the proclamation of the kingdom of God. Jesus said that in his person, well, he became human, that's a miracle. In his person, the kingdom of God is present, was present among the people he was with, and it still is today. It's present in the body of Christ, the church, this body of Christ, and the greater body of Christ, the church throughout the world. It's present when we receive the Eucharist. It's present every time you or I or anyone sees Jesus in someone and welcomes them and loves them. Every time we do something to serve and to help them, it's present. Jesus is present in us. Jesus is still present in the world today. The kingdom of God is here and will come to its fullest in heaven. The fourth mystery, the transfiguration. Jesus took three of his apostles, Peter, James, and John, went up on the mountain, and again God spoke to him from the clouds, and he became dazzling white. It revealed his divinity to those three people, Peter, James, and John. And they told about it, and we read about it, and we have faith that Jesus is God. And finally, the institution of the Eucharist, the present and the future. Jesus took bread and said, "This is the present. This is my body, which will be future, given up for you." He did this the night before he died. And this is, took the chalice of blood and of wine and said, "This is my blood, which will be poured out for you." We receive Jesus as a result of that every time we come to Mass. The kingdom of God is present among us today. Saint Teresa, Saint Mother Teresa, once built an orphanage in Africa. And when they had the dedication of the orphanage, there were many reporters and journalists there. And she was choosing at that point in time the children that were going to go into the orphanage from among all the children that needed to go. She had to choose because the orphanage wasn't big enough to hold all the children that needed to go there. And one of the reporters saw this, and he said to her, "Well, what are you going to do about the rest of the children?" She looked him straight in the eye and said, "What are you going to do?" That was a moment that reporter recognized the presence of Jesus in his life. Because he went back home, he gave up his job, and he started raising money to build another orphanage near that one in Africa. He became aware as a result of what Mother Teresa said. We can have events like that in our lives. Many people do. He became aware of Jesus' presence in his life. He responded to that awareness by changing his life. We all have that opportunity. We all are called to do that. Most of us have what I would call everyday lives. We have a job. We have a family, and we have our church life. But we can do that within our everyday lives. We're called to do that within our everyday lives. We're called to live the commandments. We're called to recognize our sinfulness and respond to it and seek forgiveness. We're called to love and serve and help one another. We're called to change our lives each and every day. As Mother Teresa said, what are you going to do?